VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Sunday implored Mexico and Central American countries to stop the stream of migrants heading to the United States, even as Mexico denied his claim that it was willing to allow U.S. asylum seekers to stay there until their cases were decided by American immigration courts. On Twitter, Trump wrote, "Would be very smart if Mexico would stop the caravans long before they get to our southern border, or if originating countries would not let them form." Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There is no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. That statement comes from Mexico's future Interior Minister, Olga Sanchez, in response to a Washington Post report that the incoming Mexican administration had agreed to allow migrants to stay in Mexico as a short-term solution, while the U.S. considered their applications for asylum. The White House says President Trump has developed a strong relationship with the incoming Mexican administration and looks forward to working with them on a wide range of issues.
Several American lawmakers on Sunday broke with President Trump, disagreeing with his assessment that it was uncertain whether the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the killing of a Saudi dissident journalist inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Congressman Adam Schiff, who is set to become the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee when Democrats take control of the House in January, told CNN, "I've been briefed by the CIA. I can say that I think the president is being dishonest with the American people." The European Union has approved a Brexit deal with Britain. European Council President Donald Tusk said at a meeting in Brussels the 27 EU leaders had endorsed the agreement. This is VOA News. Syrian state media and a Syrian watchdog say about 100 people in Aleppo are the victims of what's suspected to be a toxic gas attack. Reuters correspondent Sarah Charlton reports.
A monitoring group said the shells caused dozens of people breathing problems in the city late on Saturday. Hospitals in Aleppo now treating the wounded. They say patients suffered difficulty breathing, eye inflammation, shivering and fainting. While it's not definitive what the gas was, those symptoms are concurrent with chlorine attacks. State media has said the army has already hit back at rebel militants near the city, while Russian warplanes bombed them from above. Syria's foreign ministry has urged the UN Security Council to condemn and punish the attack. Rebels say they don't have the capacity to produce chemical weapons. One spokesman accused Damascus of trying to create, quote, a malicious charade as a pretext to attack rebel towns.
Six rebels and an army soldier were killed in a gun battle in Indian-controlled Kashmir on Sunday, sparking violent protests by residents who want an end to Indian rule over the disputed region and leaving a teenage boy dead and 20 people injured. The Indian Army said Indian troops surrounded a village in the southern Shopian area early Sunday, leading to an exchange of gunfire in which six militants were killed. An army soldier was killed and another was wounded in the fighting. The Ukrainian Navy accused Russia Sunday of opening fire on some of its ships in the Black Sea amid a day of rising tension between the two countries. Australia is proposing new laws to make it easier to strip citizenship from convicted terrorists. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Under the proposed changes, the Australian government would only have to be reasonably satisfied that a convicted extremist had the citizenship of another country to fall back on. Lawyers, though, have argued the changes could see individuals refused citizenship by another country languish indefinitely in immigration detention. Ministers also want to ban people involved in terrorism overseas from returning to Australia for 2 years. It would be similar to legislation in the United Kingdom.
Officials in the western state of California say a fire that killed at least 85 people is now 100% contained. The fire burned nearly 62,000 hectares of land and destroyed more than 13,600 homes since it broke out November 8th. Rescuers are combing debris with rakes looking for clues about some of the people who have been reported missing. More than 800 volunteers have been searching. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.